Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting! Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host. And today I bring to you people from all over the world and all walks of life who are here to share their journey with you about how they came into the Law of Attraction in order to inspire you to do the same thing. So today's guest, her name is Terry Kajala, and she is a transformational life strategist and founder of Creative Counseling Center and Talking with Terry. She is a premier success coach with eWomen Network, a coach with Forbes, and author of the best-selling book, Be the Magic of You, Tools to Transform Your Life, with the foreword written by Jack Canfield. Like, oh my God, I saw that, Terry. And I'm like, you have to share that story. But before we get there, how did you come into the Law of Attraction, and how has it changed your life?
Yeah, you know, when I was thinking about this question is, I think when I first got introduced to Law of Attraction, it was a kind of a slow, gradual process. I was traditionally trained as a therapist and a mental health therapist. And then I started practicing in that arena. Well, and then after I had finished my master's degree, I had gotten exposed to emotional freedom technique, EFT, the tapping. And I had this phobia of spiders for decades. And there was a guy in this class who introduced me, and during a break, because I was freaking out because there was a spider actually in the room at that time.
Oh, I do the same thing, by the way. My sons have to get them for me. I'm terrified of spiders. Yes.
I mean, I was absolutely terrified. And the guy, and I'm like freaking out, and they actually had to like call a timeout because I was like in like panic mode. And the guy next to me, and I said, you know, I don't want to alarm you, but I think we're all going to die. And he's like, what? And I was like, there's a spider in here. And I was watching it, but now I don't know where it's at, and it's somewhere, and I think I'm going to die. Like, and I'm in this full panic, not exaggerating, like full panic. So he's like, I know this little technique. Let me just do this on you. And literally within less than 10 minutes, I was calm and collect again. And I was like, that was a little wackadoo. But it made me think of like, what did he do? Right. So I went down this whole path. I got trained in EFT, but as I was in that process, it started opening up all these other doors to all these other modalities and these concepts. And then I just started, you know, eating up and soaking up, like, you know, I got introduced to Jack Canfield. Then I got introduced to Louise Hay, and I got introduced to all these other, you know, Wayne Dyer. And I just, the more I sought out, the more I got filled up, the more I expanded myself. I mean, just, it was such a yummy process. So it felt like it was over years, that I just kept, and I just kept getting curious. Right. And I just kept, you know, oh, what does that mean? And what does that look like? And so then I did a deep dive into really the quantum physics of it all, because it just intrigued me so much. And then now that I know what I know, I don't ever see myself ever going back.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, you can't go back once you see it. Because especially once you intuitively really get it, when you like, you feel it. It's a feeling, isn't it? It's like a
no. I mean, it's just,
you can't take
it
back.
Right. It is. And it's so yummy. And it's like, oh, thank you. I kind of wish I would have known it earlier, but apparently I didn't need to know it earlier or something. I don't know. Like, it was, again, a part of my path, and it was all like, you know, divine timing when I was getting exposed to it. So,
you know, I've never heard someone come into Law of Attraction because of a spider. Can I just say that is the most unique story I've ever heard?
I know.
I've been talking about this one for a while, but no, that's brilliant. It's true. Cause I always tell people, most people come into Law of Attraction, which every guest that I've had over almost 3 years has come into Law of Attraction over something traumatic in their life.
Yes.
But
it was traumatic.
I know. I get that. One time I was in Victoria, BC, and there was this spider that was in my dress. I come out of the room with my boys. Oh, I know, right? And I see it, and I literally threw my cell phone, threw my purse, everything. I'm screaming at my boys, go, kill it. We're renting an Airbnb, and the person who owns the house comes out like, going, what is going on? So I get it. So I love it. But it is this traumatic thing. Like, okay, I can't let this thing control me anymore. That's the thing. The bottom line is life gets hard and you get like, you know, I'm tired of letting this one little thing. That spider seemed really big, right? But it was a little.
Yes. Yeah. In years and years. Yes. And that all goes back to my childhood. Like I had brothers that were, they never wanted to play with me because I was a girl and they were boys. And so one day they decided to, they said, come play with us. And I was like, okay. So I went down and they put me in, I grew up in the Midwest and they put me in this big sand pile. We had one of those that tractor tire sand pile things. They buried me with water and sand and I was like a cement coffin, and they went around the houses, the house in the garage and the in the shed, and they picked up Daddy Long Legs and then they proceeded to pour Daddy Long Legs on me.
And oh my God.
I was so afraid to like scream because I was afraid they're gonna get in my mouth. And to make matters worse, they said, you know, if they were if they had bigger teeth, they would bite you and they're the most poisonous spider. I don't know if that's true or not, but I was like so afraid. And so I feel like I was there for like 7 days. My mom said I was probably there for more like 15 minutes, but still damage had been done. And so I was like,
Have you forgiven your brothers? I want to go talk to your brothers.
I think all my therapy has come from my brothers. So I need to, I need to give them a bill or something, like send them an invoice.
Right.
Yes. But it was just interesting. Yes. You know what? Yeah. But I'm always fascinated like how like things unravel in people's lives. Right. And so, you know, that was a moment where, you know, it just started opening up this door of like, wait, there's something else, right? Because I was so traditionally trained that my, you know, and no offense to that training and that education, but I did feel like I had some blinders on. And I wasn't, and I just found better, more effective, more efficient ways to help people.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, with nursing, same thing, like it's very scientific. It's like, you know, you have your protocols and you have your, you know, you have this disease process. This is what we do. But I was always a rebel. I was like, no, I'm going to go in and teach my patients about Louise Hay and let's do some affirmations on the board and let's do miracle boxes. And as a nurse, I had the ability to do that.
And that's such a rarity in your field. Like I'm just saying that is such a rarity in your field. So thank you for being a leader in that.
That was fun. And I still want to figure out a way to get into that again. Even though I'm not working as a nurse right now, figure out how to do that. But I do think that there's so much to, and with mental health and, because I think with some, you do coaching now too, right?
Yes, I do. So now I just coaching. Yeah.
Right. And what I love about coaching versus mental health, I always think about that with mental health practitioners, and I may be going down a weird rabbit hole, but like you are hearing about people's problems over and over and over and over again. And energetically, you know, I always tell people like, if you want to live a good life, don't surround yourself with negative people. But like as a mental health therapist, that's all you're around day in and day out. But I guess I was around dying, but because I worked with dying people, but it was different, right? I don't know. I'm just curious. Did that kind of push you in this direction too, do you think?
You know, I think what started pushing me in this direction is I started finding better, faster ways to help people. Cause I did honestly, and this is going to sound so horrible, it's just, I didn't want to go back and hear the whole backstory of like, you know, like, okay, yes, it happened. And, you know, I've had serious trauma in my life and, you know, like let's work through that. Let's clear out those things that are not no longer serving us and move forward. And so I always loved having people come into like, here's whatever they're dealing with. Right. And I always loved rubbing up against that. And then like, okay, let's move this direction. Right. And so what kind of catapulted me into this was that what I loved is like, you know, I was working with lots of folks that was coming in from our specialty was trauma. And then taking them from trauma to being this place of peace with their bodies and their minds and their spirit. And then it was like, okay, now what else is possible? What other adventures, whatever. And that's where that process from here to here is where I found myself just falling in love with this process. And so then as I transitioned, now I solely work with women entrepreneurs who are in their business. And I love talking about business. But now I work, with women and female entrepreneurs that are wanting to, I call them the creative visionaries, that they're the folks that know in their heart of hearts, they are meant to do something more. They are meant to have an impact. They are meant to have a bigger ripple effect and leave a bigger legacy and have a bigger imprint on this planet. And so And so I've been attracting those folks that are like, okay, and whether that impact is 50 people to 50 million people, right? Mm-hmm. It's they know that they are being called to do something more. And so that's where I'm like, okay, let's start here. For most people, it's like, okay, they might be sabotaging. They might have some limiting beliefs. They might have some, that sense of overwhelm or the imposter syndrome coming up. And it's like, okay, we're starting here and let's clear those blocks that are holding you back either personally or professionally so that you can, you know, create more really, you know, more life. I mean like more clients, you know, more money, more freedom. Mm-hmm. But most of all, I think, and most importantly, it's the more impact, right? Because if mm-hmm. we have more people like yourself who are these light workers, who are spreading love, spreading abundance in the world, our world desperately needs this for sure.
Absolutely.
Including especially, now. Right,
right. Like, right. With COVID's going on right now.
On a better right. backdrop to what we're experiencing right now.
Right.
We're seeking out this in a huge way. So
it's actually really, we were just talking before we got on air, how amazing this time is, because on a collective consciousness, I believe we asked for this. Not that we asked for the dying, but we asked for this shift. And everyone is being affected by this shift. But what I love about law of attraction, why I keep teaching, why I'm still so passionate about it, is because it is a way of saying there is hope. There is hope beyond what we're seeing here. Abraham Hicks always talks about, don't focus on reality if your reality sucks. Focus on what you do want, because you're planting seeds right now. And I've done lots of solo sessions on this. I teach this all the time, but it's that forward thinking. And that's the thing I love about how you were doing therapy and what you do right now, is you recognize that we're going to have those negative beliefs. That's inevitable. We grow up with baggage or with stories and with things that hold us back, but how do we keep moving forward? And so,
how do we use those experiences as fuel? You know, I've always used those experiences as fuel to move me forward. Right.
Yes.
And every time, and sometimes I feel like even my stories that I don't feel like are going to matter when I share them on a stage or share them, you know, in front of an audience, I've had so many people come up to me and say, thank you for sharing that story. Right. Yeah. Because I showed the story of transformation. I showed the story because we could all relate to that story and how we transform it into something more.
And it gives you hope. That's something I woke up this morning really thinking very strongly, because I do a video called 365 Days in Miracle Moments, and I'm on like day 331. I'm almost done. This is after 2 years. I did 365 Days of Joy. So literally for 2 years, I've done a video every day, which is quite a miracle in itself.
Okay. But, this is everyone. Listen, she is the master here. She is a master. Oh my goodness.
Crazy, right?
What an honor. I am so honored to be on your show.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. But today I woke up. I'm like, I'm always asking, what is my miracle today? I'm like, you know what? The miracle is hope. Because what I'm seeing a lot with social media is a lack of hope. And that's what we need. We need to hear more stories of hope. And I don't mean there's a lot of caring and kindness. I love that people are sharing that. That's the starting point. But I think we need this, again, the law of attraction. What can we visualize? So every day I write in my journal a story of my life. Like I'm engaged. And so I'm thinking about, you know, the future with my fiance. And I think about, you know, my kids are older and how we're getting through all this, and how that gives me hope. And so I think that is so important. That's law of attraction, right? What you focus on is what you attract. And so we have the power to do that right now.
Yes.
Even in the times of
difficulty. It's a great time too, because everything's kind of slowed down to allow us that opportunity to really get clear with where we're heading.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, before we wrap up, I do want to hear the story about how Jack Canfield did the forward to your book. That is awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, what's interesting. I love, you know, what I have found is like, sometimes I just love being like pushed to see like, how magical can I be? Right.
And
so, I didn't want to write a book. I dug my heels in long and hard. I did not want to write a book. They're like, if you want to speak, you need to have a book. And I'm like, I'm a rule breaker in most areas of my life. And I just think that's a dumb rule. And so I didn't want to write a book. So finally, I mean, 8 years later, long story, I won't go into it. My friend who was becoming a bit of a stalker, hounder, stalker, whatever you want to call her, she kept bugging me to like, just push send on this book. And I'm like, fine, if I push send on this book and get it submitted, will you stop calling me and asking me if I've done this. And she's like, yes. I'm like, fine. Like, I just want to get
off. So you already written the book? Have
you? Well, I had written, yes, I had written a book. I wrote for all these other like columns and all this other stuff. And I'm like, well, if I was to write a book, what would I write about? And I started putting, you know, collecting stuff, adding, blah, blah, blah. And then I would work on it for a little bit, put it on the back burner, work on it, put it on the back burner. And so like 8-year process, finally, she was just like nagging me. I'm like, stop it. So I just hit submit. Well, as I'm hitting submit, someone's like, well, you need to have someone write your forward. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what? Like, what? I just made done with this. And so I was like, okay. I was like, I'm going to think of a strong, dynamic woman who's going to write my forward. So I started putting the intentions. I'm like, okay, universe, show me who I'm supposed to be writing my forward, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I, within 24 hours, I get the name Jack Canfield. And it was just like one thing after another. I was working on my book to finalize. I needed to add some bibliographies into the book. And so I pulled off the book that on the bookshelf that I thought was this author that I was looking for. And it was actually a book. And my husband, okay, I have this gigantic bookshelf. It's about 12 feet tall by, and it's on the other side of my office here. Let's say it's about 12, 13, 14 feet wide. Gigantic bookshelf full of books. I love books. My husband, all of the books are mine, like the thousands of books are mine, except for 5 of them are my husband's. Okay, no joke, 5. And I pull off this book and I open it up to a page and I was like, that looks like, that's weird. And it had like the word, he had signed it, Jack Canfield had signed it, and it looked like his name. And I go, that looks weird. Why would he, you know, I was confused. Because it wasn't the author I was looking for. So I shut the book and I said, that's weird. And I was like, when did my husband, you know, like, so I asked my husband, he's like, I don't remember having that book. I don't know that's my book. So we don't necessarily know where this book came from. He might have ordered it somewhere, but it wasn't my book. Anyway, so I was like, okay, that's funny. And then a little bit later, I had this other experience where, Jack Canfield's Success Principles is like right there. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. So I don't think anything of it. And then I opened up my Facebook, my cell phone, and I opened up the Facebook account, and right there it's frozen on Jack Canfield's One Day of Greatness. I'm like, okay, I think Jack Canfield. And then I asked, okay, is this, and I do some muscle testing, like, okay, is Jack Canfield supposed to be writing my forward? And I get a huge yes. I was like, okay. So I reach out and I called initially because I thought it was going to be super easy. Called and they said, you know, we don't want to be a bearer of bad news, but Jack Canfield gets around 200 requests a week write his forward. You should get a plan B is what I'm told. And I'm like, I have plan A. And so I do all my intentions. I'm doing my energy work every day. I do this exercise. It's a 33-second exercise. It gets you in high vibration. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And I reach out to his team. I befriend his team. A lot of things happen. You know, I just create this relationship with him and his team. And they ask me to come out and, you know, volunteer. I come and volunteer. I do all this other stuff. And I do this other, so I'm at the event, and it was really funny. This is such a funny story. This is just a great tip for any of you semi-stalkers out there that want someone to write your forward. I had a friend, she's like, you know, you can send stuff to other people's rooms in the hotel. And so I was like, oh, let me just send a little thank you note to Jack Canfield. So I found what his favorite food and fruits were, and I sent him a little note to his room saying, hey, thank you. And I just had a little thank you card that was branded by me. And then it was like, you know, hoping you have a great day of One Day of Greatness, da da da. I'm so excited to be a part of your team and, you know, supporting you and what you're doing in the world. And then sent that to him. And then the very next day, it was really interesting because I was helping out with a bookstore. And then my girlfriend, who I befriended on that volunteer trip, she's like, come back up here and help me out with the autograph. So I'm like taking up books now to Jack Canfield, and he just looks up to me and he sees my name. He's like, Terry. And I go, yes, Jack. And then I take up another book a few, you know, seconds later, and he looks at me again. It's like, Terry. And what was happening is what I believe is like, he's putting together the gears, right? but I've stood out in his mind, right? And then all this other stuff happens. I continue to be of service to him and his team. Other things have come out of that. There's some great things with Patty Aubrey. There's some great things with his staff. And I just created a really great community and just a great friendship, right? And so then I finally, send a package to ask him to write my foreword. And I just got really creative because what I know is that he likes individualized gifts. And one of the things that I did was I have my daily intentions planners that I created, and I actually customized one for him specifically. And then I sent that with him, and I actually filled it out as if I was Jack Hans. I mean, it was just really fun, creative. And then it was like effortless. Like it was, and he, sent me back, and he had written, sent me a couple emails for two different things. But one of them was he wrote my foreword to my book. And so it was just a really fun, just all sorts of yumminess that was taking place, and it just showed like how magical we can be when we are setting and doing the work of, and then taking action.
Action is huge. What you did was you took some massive action, but it was sounds like it was inspired action.
It was inspired action, and it was like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And it's been fantastic, and it's opened up so many different doors, many different opportunities, and who I thought was going to write my foreword obviously was, I was given something else. Right. And it just was like, it was like, oh, let's see if we can create this. Right. And then it was just like, boom, 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 fall into place. And it was pretty effort, but it did, like I said, it took some inspired action on my part, to help make that come true. Right. Yeah. And I think sometimes we forget that piece of it. It's just like, okay, I'm going to stay and do my intentions. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then we kind of forget that, sometimes we just have to help support it along.
Right. Again, because that's why I love my podcast called Law of Attraction in Action, because so many people are waiting for things to happen, but you have to take action for them. Because it's, you're being asked, when you set an intention, you say, I want this. And then the universe goes, okay, well then go through this door. And you're like, no, I don't feel like that.
And things just started coming, and like people started showing up, and like, again, like I didn't know about the, and I had a friend that I had coffee with, and I haven't seen her in like 3 years. We had coffee one day, and she's like, did you know? And I was like, what a great little, and I have not had coffee with her since. Like, it's just been the weirdest thing, right?
Yes.
And it just was like so perfectly timed that things were just like falling into place, and it just seems so effortless. And I'm like, okay. And I love talking about like, how we create targets. So if of course I wanted him to write my foreword. So that was my target that I was heading towards. But if you look at like an actual target that you're throwing darts at or whatever, we're staying open to all the possibilities. Three other opportunities from that experience came effortlessly, and I wasn't even necessarily like putting intention on it. Does that make sense? And so I was just like, I'm going to be open to whatever happens. So if this happens, great, great. If not, that's okay too. This experience has been so much fun. Right. Yeah. And, so it's taking inspired action, and just being in that place and space and trusting and knowing, right. I just was like, I know this is going to happen, and what would happen, I would be doing my 33 seconds.
Tell us more about that real quick.
Yes. Okay. So it's super fun. And if we want to do it, we can do it right now. But literally you grab a timer and act as if for 33 seconds. So act as if you're receiving that phone call.
Yeah.
Like, would you be like, I guess I'm getting that phone call? No, you'd be like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And I'm usually running around. I'm usually jumping around. I'm like, yes, oh my gosh. Like, I can't believe, how much better can I get? Like, I cannot believe he just did that. And I would say, all the time, I can't believe Jack Campbell just wrote my foreword, right? And it was so funny because my daughter would come in and she would say, I can't believe he wrote your foreword. I'm like, I know. Isn't that amazing? And so what she knew, she didn't know what was happening. She was actually helping me co-create, right?
Yeah.
And so now this is a co-creation process that was happening on a regular basis. And then it was so interesting because when I was picking her up from school, the day that I found out that he had wrote my foreword, and I most of the time, I would say 80% of the time when I pick my daughter up from school, I'm like, guess what? Like, I'm always sharing some exciting news with her. And that particular day I said, guess what? And she goes, Jack Canfield wrote your foreword. And I was like, yes, you took my thunder. But it was so funny. Like, talk about how alignment everything was, you know? Yeah. And it was interesting because the day I sent the package, it was actually my birthday.
And oh, I was wow.
Like, and it was just, I mean, it was just weird. Like, there's so many serendipitous things that happen. And it was like, and I remember like taking it to the like post office or the FedEx place. And I was like holding it and I was like shaking. And the guy's like, do you want, and he's like trying to take this package. And I'm like holding on to it. I'm like, and my heart's pounding. I'm like, it was just really funny. But it was just like, I was like, today's my birthday. Like what an amazing gift this would be, you know?
Right, so, right, you know, right.
I love finding out, especially when people tell me no. I'm like, okay, watch. Like, I see how creative, and it's always just fun to like, okay, I was told no. I wonder if there's another way, right? And then it's like, okay, I just start putting my intentions out there, and then like letting it, you're just letting it manifest. And I'm like, oh, and then that becomes my evidence. It's like, oh, look how powerful that is. That's really fun. Let's try it again. Like, I wonder if we can do this, you know?
Yeah.
And it just becomes really fun for the brain.
And you are exuding so much joy and happiness. Like, to me, I'm just watching you because I'm watching this on video. Like, I can't believe you're just like, you're the, this is why we do what we do, right? Because we love it. And you can tell that you love what you do. You just go in the flow and no challenge is too big. And having that law of attraction, having that knowledge behind you though, is like,
it is such a game changer. Like I tell you, some people will say, oh my gosh, Sherry, you're so optimistic. And I let people know, like, that's not who I was. I went through a massive struggle. I was such a victim, and I was blaming the whole world for all my problems. And I mean, I was super negative. Like, I had to change this for myself. Like, I had to learn what I needed to learn, to get to this place. And stay in this place, right? And so I'm so grateful, because I was like, oh my gosh, life can be so much easier. Because when I was stuck in the struggle, and I honestly could say that I was addicted to struggle, right? Like, I was in such a dark place, and you know, it was so painful to be there.
Is this all in your book, by the way?
What's that?
Is this all in your book?
You know what? It's interesting. I talked a little tiny bit about it. And I feel like I was playing it safe for lots of reasons. But it talks a little bit about it. I allude to, you know, going through that, that experience. And yes, there's lots of tools in my book that you guys can take a look at and order.
Tell us the name of the book again.
Yeah, it's called Be the Magic of You, Tools to Transform Your Life. And so that's available pretty much any bookstore, online, and you can always look at my website, Talking with Terry, and it's TERI.
I was just going to ask you, how can people get in touch with you then?
Yeah, so talkingwithterry.com, and it's TERI.
Okay, awesome. Well, Terry, thank you so much. I would love to just hear so much. You have so much knowledge and so much excitement, and this is like infectious. Like, I just love talking to you. So I'm so glad you do the work you do. I would love that. You know, I love that you came here to share your journey with people. I hope people reach out to you. I will put all those links on the show notes as well. But you are just the light. You were the light. I thank you for being a light for this world.
Thank you. It takes one to know one, right? And again, it's law of attraction, yes. So many yummy, there's so many yummy human beings out here. Like, just, I know. And you were one of them. So thank you.
And I meet them all the time on my show. I'm like, I can't believe how many great people.
How lucky are you? Like, how much better can it get? And you can just say, how much better can I get? I'll take more of that.
I know, right? More of that. Oh my gosh. You speak Anyway, well, Terry, thank you so much. And thank you everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. Probably not, because I'm like live with her and I'm like feeling her energy, but I'm sure you can hear it. And please reach out to her. And if you have a story you want to share in my podcast, please reach out to me by going to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And thank you so much. And thank you for listening, and happy manifesting. Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast. If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there, I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.